Today we're going to dive into the nitty-gritty of why it took me 2 years to make more than 10k a year from my online business and what mistakes contributed to that. But before we get into things, I want to let you know two things. First, the content batching blueprint is now available. You might have heard me talking about this over the last month or so here on the podcast, and I'm sure you've heard me talk about it over on Instagram. The Content Batching Blueprint is my mini course teaching you how to batch 1 month of Instagram content in 1 day. There is also a 3-day process in there for you in case doing it in 1 day feels a bit overwhelming to you. I honestly wish when I had first started my business that someone had shown me this kind of process because it would have helped me so, so much, especially in the beginning when I was relatively new to content creation and it took me a heck of a lot longer than it does right now. So that's the first thing I wanted to share with you. The second is that I have a special bonus episode coming out on Monday, this Monday. It's an interview with my good friend Paige Brunton, who went from being a kindergarten teacher to being a booked out web designer who ranked #1 for Squarespace web design on Google. Ever since then, she's gone on to teach thousands of people how to design Squarespace websites and build their own profitable web design businesses. So me and Paige had an epic chat. Honestly, I can't wait for you to listen to it. We had an epic chat about how to start a successful web design business and scale it to 10k months. So check back into this app on Monday to listen to that episode. You don't want to miss it. Now on to today's episode. Hi, and welcome to the Simple Business Show. I'm Nisha, online business coach, 11-year entrepreneur, and boat lifer. I went from being a waitress and retail worker to building a six-figure online business while traveling the world and working 3 days a week. I'm here to help you use content to attract consistent clients and have 5 to 10K months working 3 days a week. Because neither content or your business should take over your life or make you live in constant stress. If you're ready to build a business that allows you to enjoy the freedom you started it for, let's dive in. Not so fun fact about me, it took me 2 years to make more than 10K per year from my online business. Fortunately, I was in a position where I could live at home, and that helped me tremendously while I built the business. I did go on to build a six-figure business, but I was by far not an overnight success. I'm glad now because as an online business coach and educator, I get to help my clients and students avoid all the common mistakes that I made back then. But if I could go back in time, I would jump on the opportunity to learn from someone who had already built the business that I wanted, someone who could lay out all the steps for me. I 100% believe I would have started making a full-time income years earlier if I had. Instead, I taught myself everything. It saved me money, but it cost me time, 2 whole years of it. If I had invested in business courses or I'd learned from people who were ahead of me, I could have made a full-time income in year 1, not year 3. That means that I could have quit my job and left my toxic boss sooner. I could have saved myself a year of bad mental health, and I could have spent an extra year traveling, which is what I went on to do once my business was making a full-time income and I could quit my 9-to-5. I want this short but sweet episode to be a reminder to you to not do what I did. I know it's tempting to DIY everything yourself or teach yourself everything, thinking that you'll save money. But time and time again, any time in my life that I've thought this way, it's shown me that actually it costs me more time and money. Take my boat build, for example. I wanted to do this boat build myself, in part because I wanted to learn the skills. I wanted to renovate. I wanted to do something different, do work with my hands. And yes, part of me did think that this would also save me money, would save me having to hire a subcontractor. So that was kind of like a bonus reason to do it myself. But trying to build something on the side of working is hard and it's time consuming. I'm now 2 years in and I'm still not finished. I've ran out of steam, I'll fully admit that at this point, although I am planning on, you know, taking a lot of time off in April, going ham on this boat, hiring subcontractors to help, and then hopefully it'll be done this spring slash summer. But if I had hired help in the first place, which I'm only now doing, I would be finished by now. Every month I'm not finished is another month of money that I lose on this boat. It's not been my best financial decision, if I am to be honest. If I'm to be brutally honest, I've definitely lost tens of thousands of pounds by choosing to do this myself. But it's a fantastic reminder that learning yourself or DIYing things yourself that you're not an expert in, it can cost you more time and money in the end. This experience reminded me of the girl that I was 11 years ago who lost 2 years trying to learn everything about business herself instead of joining a business course or hiring someone to be my coach. At the time, I think the only kind of big, you know, course, because at the time when I started, there wasn't that many courses around. Really, courses are not, they were not like they are nowadays. At the time, the main thing was B School by Marie Forleo, I think it was, and it was $2,000. And I focused so much on losing the 2K, I didn't think about what I'd potentially gain if I put in the work to implement the trainings. If I joined, one of the simple things I would have done is probably raised my prices a lot sooner. I was charging pennies at first, which resulted in 10K a year. Whereas if I charged $2,500 sooner for a website design, I actually went on to charge $4,000, but if I charged $2,500 and then I took on 2 web design clients per month, that's 5K a month, which is 60K, I think, a year. Eventually, I learned these things. Eventually, I went on to make more than 60K a year. But when I look at it like that, the 2K cost of a program pales in comparison to the 60K that I could have made as a return on my investment. I chose to make 10K instead and spend a lot of time painfully learning and reinventing the wheel when I could have learned from someone else and achieved a better result in less time. On Monday, I have Paige Brenton coming onto the podcast for a bonus episode to talk all about how to build a successful web design business and scale it to 10K months. So if you're ready to stop reinventing the wheel and wasting time and money learning on your own, I really hope that you'll tune in. Paige is just as passionate as I am about helping other women become self-reliant financially and build the freedom-filled life and business they desire. And trust me, it's an incredible episode. So tune in on Monday for that interview with Paige. It is so inspiring and it is so packed with value. And thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope that my life lessons and mistakes are something that you can learn from. Talk to you in the next episode.